The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
From the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, we've got a couple of our Coast Guard friends here.
A who's who of state and federal scientific organizations gathered at the foot of the Coleman Bridge at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Swimmers, anglers, and kayakers will also benefit from this 10th Chesapeake Bay Smart Buoy. Virginia's Secretary of Natural Resources, Molly Ward.
The buoys provide an enormous amount of information that's available to everyone who downloads the app that's important for water quality purposes. It helps us talk about fish habitats and also provides information for the Captain John Smith Trail.
Joseph Safranik, a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, says the buoys help crews determine what to wear.
We use the system on a regular basis to track water temperature, wind speeds, et cetera, before our crews deploy out to patrol missions.
The York Spit Buoy will also feed data to the National Weather Service in Wakefield. VIMS's William Ray, who is also director of the Chesapeake Bay National Estuarine Reserve, says measurements are real-time, taken every 15 minutes. Besides the stinging nettle forecast that swimmers so appreciate, Ray says anglers will also be delighted with the new buoy placement.
This buoy is going to be used heavily by the recreational fishery community. It's sitting at one of the prime spots in all of Chesapeake Bay, so a lot of different users.
You can find more information on how to use any of Virginia's 10 buoys on our website. Out on the York River, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.